That's a problem.
Okay, because it almost started.
Are we? It's reading right now. Oh,
you're not reading it right.
5 meters, man. Four.
The info?
What the hell?
I've got an interesting card story right now.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m., and it's time for What the Hell with Sumerian and semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short, controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
Okay, when everyone talks at once, I can hear nothing except blah, blah, blah.
That started our show. That was great. We've got Shade on the phone.
And, yay!
He's delivering. What are you delivering tonight?
What am I delivering right now? I have a delivery in the car. Let's see. I'm going going downtown Langley to deliver. Oh, wow. I'm in a car talking on the cell phone looking at the delivery stuff. I'm being a responsible driver.
That's the way to do it. What are you delivering?
That's what I'm trying to check for you, but just a second. I have to get my knees up on the steering wheel so I can grab the sweat.
Okay, what company are you delivering for?
Ocean Park Pizza in Langley, B.C.
So it could be anything, then.
What?
So it could be anything. Oh, we're brought this week brought to you by Skittles. What's the slogan?
Bite-sized candy and rainbow fruit flavors.
Okay.
Bite-sized candy and rainbow fruit flavors. Are we coming through the speakers?
Psycho, yeah. Okay. Some psycho violin guy or fucking...
Okay, I got my delivery slip.
Okay. What are you delivering?
Pretty fancy food for delivery place. I've got an Oscar schnitzel with baked potato.
Oh.
Who fucking eats an Oscar schnitzel with baked potato?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, dead silence.
Well, you can't hear the other people in the room.
No, because they probably all yell at once, so they'll cut the...
Okay, what's your interesting car story?
Car story?
Yeah.
Well, you're still cutting out. I was cut story.
What's your interesting car story for this week?
There we go. Okay. the only interesting thing is that, my car used to leak oil just a little bit. Not burn it, leak it.
Okay.
And it was dripping out the bottom a little bit. And basically, I'd have to check the oil every 3 or 4 days to make sure that I wasn't, out. But tonight... it seems I'm leaking oil faster and faster. I've put a total of, count it, 5 full liters, like 1 liter jugs or whatever those things are, of oil in over the course of delivery. So basically, I'm in the hole for delivering tonight.
That's a lot of oil.
A lot of oil. And all my deliveries are long, too. Hold on.
I put
police
5 liters in
coming
the
up. The oncoming lane. Hold on, I got to pull over.
I flushed the vehicle and put a new 5 liters in, and it's brand new.
So you're working till 11 tonight?
Till 11 tonight, that's correct.
Okay. So you won't be partaking in this.
Other than that, not too much else has happened, except some guy called up, he said, okay, my phone number is blah, 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 my address is blah, 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 and I want this. So they took it down, obviously, assuming it was a delivery, because the guy gave us his address, right? Like, you would naturally think that, am I right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I couldn't hear anything else. You agree with me?
Yeah. Yes, right.
Okay.
Correct, sir.
So I take the delivery, I sit there, I wait, I knock, I wait a little bit more, I start thinking, okay, he's not home. So I call the phone number, I call inside, he's not home there either. So I go and do my other deliveries, I call him again, he's still not home. I'm thinking, okay, the freak doesn't get his food, right?
Yep.
So I drive it back to the station, pizza place, or why I call it a station, I'm there, and this guy's sitting here, why'd you take my food away? And it's like, what are you talking about? Who are you? And he said, well, I ordered this food, and then you tried to take it to my house? I mean, how stupid are you? Like, he didn't say that to me, he said that to my manager, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like, well, you gave us your address. We assumed you wanted it brought to you, considering it's free of charge.
So he gave you his address, and he didn't want it delivered?
No, his food was cold when he got it.
Did he tell you his birthday, too?
No, he didn't tell me his birthday, but that's where the liquor from. He was probably about...
Fuck.
I mean, he's probably about 17. The guy's about as sharp as a beach ball.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get on with the show.
Okay, and I should get going, too, because I should actually do some more work.
Okay.
Like,
look where I'm going, basically.
And you should put some more oil in your car.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll need to after this delivery.
Okay,
have a good one.
Bye. Mazda GLC, this awesome kicking car that just motors. It's got Rant Radio stickers in the back, so it's cool, right?
It's saving grace.
And if anybody out there would like some Rant Radio stickers, send
us. Go make them yourself.
Go make them yourself, you stupid fuck.
Show some initiative, you tribal sack.
I can't hear the show. Why can't?
Fuck! I can't hear the show. I can't hear the show. I can't hear the show.
Yes,
come on, someone, please. I can't hear the show.
You put frames? I'm going to kill you.
Frames are weak, dude.
Frames are weak.
I'm still going.
Yep, you are. But that's a good thing. Sort of.
Kind of.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing, but fucking Lowlight's freaking out there.
Can you ban him temporarily? Can you ban an IP?
Kick him, quick, kick him.
Oh, not connected. Hey, where'd that go? And now I'm sent.
So now you're sending 132 bits sent. All of them. Oh,
there we go.
8,345 bits.
La la la.
La la. Bytes.
Our connection to. Our connection to the server is like crap tonight.
Really?
It's really bad. Oh, there
we
go.
Hey, we almost tripled. There we are. We're getting.
If anybody's listening, we're having technical difficulties.
No, the internet fucking sucks.
I don't know what's going on. You know what I should broadcast? I should broadcast
through
our internal network to the server.
Yeah, I know what the problem is. Somebody's watching Rant TV right now. They're on the same cable modem.
Could be. We're going to continue on, and I'm going to keep this little screen up here. In case we disconnect again. So nobody heard Shade. But that's okay. It wasn't that interesting anyway.
Okay, he went through five liters of oil tonight and he's in the hole.
It was quite fucking boring.
It was quite fucking boring, eh? Oh well. Such is life. Everyone can't be a comedian, I guess. So we're gonna bring up my little list today.
Shut the hell up. Who's snoring?
So, you're listening to Rant Radio, and you're listening to What the Hell, hopefully still. Yeah, the numbers are still moving.
Hey,
and
we need a cameraman.
We need a cameraman. That is correct. And you did a pretty good job last time. You zoomed in a bit too much sometimes, on the pores of my nose. And
that was awesome, though. Poor shot.
All
right,
so we're going to go around the room, and we're going to say hello to everyone in the IRC. If you'd like to get to the IRC, go to the undernet servers and the Rant Radio channel.
I see through my little mirror...
Narayana, that's a new name. So, hey, Narayana.
Hello.
It says, this keeps cutting out, boys. How come?
Stop crying or give me something to cry about.
Because we suck. It seems to be going okay now. That must have been put up a little while ago. And Lowlight's there, and Wildcard, and some people that are actually here, such as me. And
here and there at the same time.
Yep. DJ Psycho is there, and he keeps filling in for me whenever we cut out, which is... kind of cool, which is amazing, which is great. Lowlight says, hey, Rant Radio guys. Hey,
hey, that's awfully sexist. You guys. Sexist pig. What if there were women here?
Yeah, what if there were
We'd
women here?
We'd have to come over there and beat you down.
So we're going to go around the room here.
Remember when you had some surreal software, guys? What?
Oh, yes, I did. Yep, surreal software. A whole bunch of people from that company used to listen to the show and come in. What does Surreal make? You probably know.
Surreal makes some
games.
Shit games. Because it doesn't ring a bell, not even a little bit.
Oh.
Ryan, you're cut off the fucking camera.
What is he doing?
Playing with the fucking...
Hey, Collab. Oh, yeah, I remember, yeah.
The first Mutual of Langley's Wild Kingdom.
Their first game was just...
Because we can't actually remember the theme just from Wild Kingdom, we do remember the theme from National Geographic.
That's National Geographic, okay. What's the name of the game? Is that the name? Draken?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Dragon's like shitty. I played the demo and went weak.
What's shitty about it? Maybe they can improve it in their next release and their update.
I just hate those kind of games.
Listening to us, and they have a patch handy right now.
Give them a hand. I'll mail it to you.
Here's the huffy, the fluffy one talking.
The fluffy one. Who's the fluffy
Who's
one?
The fluffy
the
one.
Fluffy one. You call me fluffy, I come down there and kick your bitch ass.
I kick your bitch ass.
Kick your bitch ass. Hey, and notice the zebra. Dragon was kind of cool.
Oh my god. Okay, we videotaped the show here. And the chicken is doing Wild Kingdom in front of the videotape.
And a tiger, a baby tiger, well,
baby,
sorry,
a leopard,
baby
just
leopard just
the
attacked
zebra.
The zebra.
Eventually, we will broadcast the live video of this show because everyone's been asking about it.
Oh, no! No!
Two hippos are going
in. It's hippo love.
Hippo love.
Hungry hippos.
They're so cute.
Okay, that's... People can't see this. This is radio.
Wait a minute. Are those
people can't
hippos
see this.
Or house hippos?
They're housebroken hippos. They're okay. They sit
look,
in the shell.
Look, I'm invisible. Like that Barks commercial?
Yeah.
It says I'm over here.
No,
pass
I'm over
the
here.
Barks in the direction
look
of my
voice.
Voice.
You're not invisible. Hey, give me my $80. Okay, you're invisible. It's radio, man.
It's radio. You're,
we don't
everyone
see
invisible.
This one, Ryan. This is really nasty.
A zebra and a tiger.
Zebra and a tiger.
A leopard.
In the missionary position.
Okay, come on.
Spectre, if you do think Draken was cool, you probably thought Tomb Raider 2 and 3 were cool as well. So
Tomb Raider 2?
Everyone's that's right, they cool. Used the same engine as Tomb Raider, except they tweaked it out a little bit more. Which means they have no original thought, and Draken was pretty much weak.
No, just it just means they're typical.
More than weak because it did
they're
have
the cash cow. They're milking.
Yeah, they're cash. They're fucking. They're fucking.
No,
they're
lies.
Fucking, no lies.
Oh my god.
Oh
well,
my god.
T2 and T3 suck ass. Yes.
Aha, you idiot.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Who is saying that?
Who's saying what?
Saying what?
Rueful.
They have to be a little more.
Two balls in the net.
Chicken. Let's go around the room
this
now
is,
and introduce everyone that is in the studio, in the Rant Radio studio, broadcasting live to 1.2 million listeners around the world.
Not at any given point in time.
I am your ever-present host, Sumerian, for the past 7 months. Keep it steady. About this big. About this big. Okay, that's good. Because I have to take pictures and put them up on the webpage.
He's got you. Why, there you go.
Okay.
That's an awfully game show host.
He's been
hey!
Cut, he's been cut off
hey,
web.
It's Just Al.
Okay.
Just Al just
this
came
is,
in.
It's Just Al. Hey, Just Al. I know who
Hello,
Just
Al
is.
Al.
Hey.
You guys
Al.
Can't bash me? Hey,
and
we
then,
just did.
Then the next person is Dak, our ever-present
joke,
story sick-telling guy who's worked at the
Hi.
Hospital for the past 5 years, if you haven't been paying attention.
Yes.
And the next person over, who is looking very sick and vomituous, it's Projectile Vomit Man. You got like 500
yeah,
listeners. I got you like, oh, awesome, Spectre. You rock. Wait till next week. We will have a lot of listeners. I'll explain a little bit later about that. It's a big promotion that's coming up.
Cool.
And the next person around is...
Bob from Peru!
Bob from Peru!
The semi-permanent guest host for a very long, long time.
Until next week.
Dun, dun, dun! Then he goes and picks up Drexel. And Drexel kills him at the airport. And what's that?
The return of Drexel! Which is very cool because it coincides with our promotion.
Hey.
Which we'll have about
and we'll be
a
broadcasting
lot of
from...
We're broadcasting remote.
Saturday is the
barbecue. Good,
because
it's more organized here, and there would be zero mics there. And yeah, how would that work anyway?
We broadcast from one mic.
And that would really suck again. And we wouldn't have videotape of it, whatever. Okay, the next person over for this.
It would be really cool if Drexel and Bob from Peru fought to the death to see who would remain co-hosts.
That's a good one. And we can get it on videotape and broadcast it live play by play.
There you go.
That's
I
awesome.
His ass, I always kick his ass.
No, he'll branch pressure to the ceiling. He'll be so buffed returning from...
But he's got this military training thing going on.
Yeah, he's got the
ultimate fighting championship.
That's right. No rules.
No rules. Plus, we can lay off
winner gets the Lumen.
Clear bets, yeah.
And have it fixed by Don King.
That'd be great. And
almost
next,
got the Don King hair. All right.
Almost, you're growing it.
Okay.
Wasting the chicken's time. The next in the room for the second time in a row is DJ Psycho, who fills in a lot of time.
Sometimes.
A lot of times. And he is supposedly in the IRC channel, in the Rant Radio, Rant Radio channel, the internet servers. And he's not really there. He's sort of there.
We're missing somebody.
It's my
pseudo. We're missing somebody. It's Mr. Chicken. I'll take a picture of Mr. Chicken.
Thanks.
Well, of course not. It's because I've been behind the camera. I've got bad eye relief, and, well, I was having way too much fun of that little stuffed cheetah mauling the zebra.
Why are you getting shots of his crotch?
Okay, whoever Lowlight is,
I'm getting the
Lowlight,
the
you can go
room.
Down on my Lowlight, pal.
You're taking shots of his crotch.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And it was Bob from Peru who was slamming you, and I slammed you on radio.
I know. The white jeans last week were better, but I can put up with the gray shorts. And Captain Pike has joined us. And Johan. Obviously, he plays Quake 3, because there's Q3, I think.
Q3.
Hey.
Wow, what a full IRC this week.
Yay!
It's better than the last couple of weeks.
It's great. I guess we got to thank Spectre.
Thanks,
Spectre. You Spectre, but there's no ops. Because we're weak. Because internet servers suck or something, and they keep booting both of my connections off.
Well, that sucks.
Okay, so let's go straight to the news.
And oh, God.
God, what? You guys get...
Come on, here we go. PlayStation? What was the one? PlayStation?
No, it's not the... those aren't news. That was for Movie Man.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Movie Man. Okay. I've got a question as well later.
Oh, excellent, because I don't have one.
I got a question.
Excellent. Okay. Here are the news stories of the week that I've culled through over the past week looking for interesting or amazing stories.
Sparing no time and expense
during my lunch hour.
Can you put the video window up in a different corner?
Yep. It's a little bit...
Groove. It's just kind of out of the way.
Oops.
Whoa,
That's not the right one. No, that's not the right one either.
Oh, we're gone. Oh, we're back.
We don't even need...
That's awesome.
Nice and small. Pastor burns Pokemons as children chant. The smell of virtual war. Wood cases for the computer. Internet is Y2K ready. Maybe, the U.S. government says. Maybe. Microsoft's secure audio format cracked in 2 days. It's actually 1 day. Say hello to iBrator.
What?
And Computer Genius took his revenge. Okay, we're going to take Computer Genius Took His Revenge, and I'll post that in the IRC so everyone at home can follow along.
So
I know. I know, just making it up. If I can make this up on the fly, hey.
You'd be the man.
That'd be amazing. Yep.
You'd be pretty damn pretty.
You'd actually be creative enough to have probably gotten a real job.
That's right.
Heck no.
Instead of my low-paying computer job.
Not
a computer genius with a grievance against his former employees used his keyboard skills to trick thousands of mobile phone users to telephone the company, blocking its switchboard for days, a court was told yesterday. Scott Reed, 23, hacked into the Vodafone short messaging network, sending a message in text form to 32,000 international subscribers, telling them they have won a Puget 106 car and must ring a certain number to claim it. The number he quoted was that of GS, a Nottingham firm supplying software for the embroidery industry where it previously worked. A sweatshop, yep.
Sweatshop.
The result, Nottingham Crown Court was told, was the firm's business brought to a standstill. That is pretty smart. That's awesome.
Kick ass.
Let's see what happens here.
How about I heard of a program, you know, you're sitting at work,
yep.
And you pick the phone up, and you're like, hello, Bob Enterprises.
Yep.
And you get a tweak fucking fax machine hanging up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get, there's a program can get. It has to be, obviously, it has to be like a mobile or a regular stupid fax machine that just picks up automatically.
Yeah.
Not someone like, some people actually have their PCs hooked up so that when they get 1,000 faxes, they can click through them and go delete, and don't have to waste yards and yards of paper.
Yeah.
This one specifically targets ones with toner and the thermal paper. It will send, I think what they said, 32 yards of paper of solid black.
Oh.
So it uses all your toner and all your paper. And at the end, if there is anything after the 32 yards of paper, and if your toner's not all gone by then, it prints, never call this number again. And that's it.
And shows your number.
That was like the big, no, it doesn't show anything. It just says, never call this number again or something. I think you're supposed to put your number.
Yeah, that's an adaption of the old trick where you put a loop of paper, tape the loop of paper together so it just comes out and goes back in.
Yeah.
And you just, black paper.
Yeah. And keep beating it.
That is brutal.
I like it. I really do.
Especially for spam faxes you did not request.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's totally what it's used for.
And especially if you're considerate enough to say, please remove me off your spam fax. And like 2 weeks running, you're like, all right, this is getting redundant. Now I'm just going to fucking fuck you over as hard as I can.
Bert and Tina apparently had this individual that was calling them with a fax machine every night automatically at the same time at like 3 in the morning for 4 weeks running. She called the phone company and said, look, this is getting fucking stupid. They had to change their fucking phone number. They had to change their They couldn't block the number.
What?
I don't understand why.
Maybe it was a long distance number or
something like
a
this.
Private number.
You can block any number.
Yeah, that's what I
can
block
1-800 numbers. Basically, the phone company ended up basically just changing the phone number for them.
Wow. Next one is pastor calls Pokemon poison. A minister used a blow... Oh, this is in Colorado Springs. A minister used a blowtorch and a sword during a church service this week to drive home his belief that Pokemon games and toys are only sugar-coated instruments of the occult and evil.
Evil!
Now, how much would I pay for a videotape of that? At a church service Wednesday at Grace Fellowship Church, children's pastor Mark Juvera told 85 children ages 6 through 12.
It's a toss-up for Dak and me between a Furby, but Furbies have kind of lost their luster. I think burning at the stake of a Pokemon this year.
You see,
a Pokemon holding a Furby.
Every Halloween for the last half dozen, or actually almost 10 years.
At least the last decade.
Last decade. At my Halloween party, we normally try to burn or destroy or mangle something that has offended us quite a bit.
Last year was particularly special because we got a little Todd McFarlane figure.
Action figure, which Todd McFarlane...
It was Todd McFarlane?
Don't know. Basically produces...
It was him.
It was the actual Todd McFarlane figure. Yeah, Todd McFarlane figure. He actually produces Spawn, which we think was the downfall of comic books.
Yeah.
And so we actually got a Todd McFarlane figure, and though I couldn't have a fire in my apartment, we bore his hands off.
Uh-huh.
We then tied a little hangman's noose, and we've left him hanging in my apartment for a year, hoping that his...
In a cage.
Was that what was in the cage? That picture?
Yes. That is Todd McFarlane.
Wow. That's brutal.
So we've also done, what's his face? The first one was a Smurf. Was Papa Smurf?
I think it was a Smurf in the picture because it was blue.
Yes, that was Papa Smurf.
Wasn't Todd McFarlane blue?
It was. We've also done Barney. We've also done a Power Ranger. We've done a plant, which is a personal story. We won't go into that.
Plant. Okay.
And if I can dig it up, we're going to do a Canadian Tire shirt.
That would be beautiful.
I think the sacrifice of a Pokemon wearing a Canadian Tire shirt would be
sufficient. Yep. Todd McFarlane also produced the video for Freak on a Leash.
Yes.
If you did not know that.
I didn't.
Because he did the cartooning in the beginning.
That video was actually pretty good, and the animation in it wasn't bad. As I've said, McFarlane does have some talent, but the thing is, his storytelling and his way of going about it is complete and utter garbage.
I have one thing to say. He's got millions and millions of dollars, and we don't.
I don't
care how gay he is.
he has more money than us.
Money, so.
Money is not everything, and it is my supreme hope that I am in a dark alley one day.
He's got millions of adoring fans, too.
With Todd McFarlane, where I can shatter his hands. I don't want to kill him. I just want to shatter his hands.
Straight out of that movie, huh?
He'll still have
the
resurrection of Todd McFarlane's Spawn via crayon.
I would love to see him.
The sad part is it's really too late because he doesn't even do the comic anymore.
Okay, he still sucks.
He farms it out to other people.
Yeah. Oh, you capitalistic fucking swine! You're not even earning it. You're living off of your own fucking royalties. You're a bitch.
I think it was just Al and I saw an interview with Todd McFarlane, and the guy is master of.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, Captain Pike.
Captain Pike, you are the shit.
Okay. Todd McFarlane is like the master of like metaphors. All he comes up with is new metaphors for his old metaphors that he was just trying to explain. Like
As a metaphor.
Like, what the fuck, pal? Give it up. Say what you want to say. He's like trying to metaphor how violence is corrupting children. So he used like fishing. And I'm like, like, I'm not even paying attention to you, and now I really don't care that I'm not even paying attention to you.
But wait a minute. Your comics are violent, and kids do buy them, and you're evil-looking toys, too!
And the whole thing, that's what I'm trying to come across. I'm going, like, I just saw, or vivid recollections of, like, yeah, just about the most violent way to beat the shit out of your main character and what, in the Spawn movie?
Yeah.
Where fucking Violator grabs Spawn and starts pounding him into the ground like a bad hamster?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, fuck.
See, this is fucking holy. Angus and I, at Christmas time, are looking around for, like, cool things and stuff like that, right? And I pick up the Spawn toy. And this thing, I don't even remember what it was. It was fucking evil. It was, like, burnt something or other, right? I mean, this thing was fucking detailed up the ass. It was really cool looking, but, like, you could see each individual blister. It was just gross, right?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this thing, and I'm talking to Angus. I'm like, I mean, look at this. This is, like, totally sick. I said, this is why kids today are so messed up, because they've got these totally violent-looking toys. I said, I would never, ever give one of my kids one of these things, because it probably caused them nightmares and all the rest of it, right? And this lady behind me sort of looks, like, turns around and says, well, I bought one of those for my son. And I kind of looked at him like, Bad parent. Give me the newspaper. Go stand in the corner. That's right.
Go sit in the bad parent box.
That's right.
Exactly.
And you be sure and explain that to his parole officer when he's old enough.
Yeah, exactly.
I do agree with the point he was trying to come across, that I don't care if you listen to fucking Korn, you listen to Metallica or whatever. Marilyn Manson or something. If you're a sick fuck and you're going to go shoot somebody, if you want to listen to fucking Barney and get some fucking trinket out of it, then go hard, retard. But as far as I'm concerned, it's bullets that kill people, not guns.
And bad parenting.
And no matter what happens,
I disagree a little bit. I think that basically somebody becomes that way is because of bad parenting.
Okay, but bullets do kill people, so what did you disagree with me there? I said bad parenting and bullets kill people.
Oh, I see.
If you throw it hard enough, yeah.
I think he's just throwing up the point that, you know, some people are just born evil.
Yeah, or
somebody feeding their gene pool. I apologize. Yeah, I misunderstood what Bob said, and I thought Bob was, like, saying that bad parenting is just an excuse and is not really the
No. I'm saying bad parenting and bullets kill people.
Yes, I do agree with you 100%. I apologize. I misheard. I was not listening. All right,
we're over it. You should be, too.
Ban ammo. Nara wonders if she is invisible. Keep wondering.
Yeah.
And if you're gonna continue to fight evil, maybe you should put some shorts on.
Yes, exactly.
And maybe you should rename yourself as, instead of, like, you know,
Narnia.
That's a place with
isn't that Shadow Child?
From what we can see, you are invisible.
That's right.
Narnia, isn't that, I think that's Shadow Child.
Pick a name other than a Prodigy remake.
Barney made me do it.
Yeah.
He touched my special place.
Wait.
Who?
Stain.
We don't want to know. We just don't want to know, pal. And answer that if Narnia. Oh, yes, is Shadow. Oh, there she goes with her Shadow talk. Using less than. Okay.
You fooled no one.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to say why we're going to have so many listeners next week if I pull it off.
If you pull it off.
Going to
and you need, we need to know, do you need a napkin before you pull it off?
Yes.
Okay.
Three napkins.
That's three napkins high.
Tube talk, that'll work.
No spillage. Oh, too much information.
As some people may or may not know, Trent Reznor's new album is coming out on September 12th. And I'm going to do, next weekend, a Trent Reznor tribute. He's been doing it for 10 years on Nine Inch Nails. And I am doing it with Seems Like Salvation, and they get 8,000 to 11,000 people looking at their webpage a day. So I'm going to try and get our webpage advertised on their page, saying that we're going to have a It's going to be about 4 to 6 hours of Nine Inch Nails next weekend, playing all weekend, because I've got about 5 gigs of Nine Inch Nails stuff.
Yeah.
So plenty of stuff, and I do own, and I'm not going to play anything that...
Just to cut you off, sorry.
Yes.
We'll say the name Stain again.
Stain!
Stain!
Stain, you're the man!
Now shut the fuck up! You can record that and play it for your friends at work or at school tomorrow. Stain, you're the man.
Stain, you are the man.
On Rant Radio.
Stain, you make me wet, okay? Now shut the fuck up, please.
I spank when I think of Stain.
All stains.
Who's talking on the radio? That'd be us, buddy. And it's coming out of your speakers. Those are attached to the shiny box that you turned on this afternoon, and you're looking at that keen thing called a monitor.
Roll a full mile.
Yeah. It's Bob from Peru. The chicken, projectile vomit man, the Daxter, Sumerian.
So I made a promo for it, and I'm going to play it right now.
Cool.
Okay, here it is, and then we're going to play a song from Psycho Sent Me Today, and we're all going to sing along. It's called Dead Puppies.
Oh, Dead Puppies.
That's uplifting. Yes. It's from the Dr. Demento CD set, the 20th anniversary. So here is my promo and Dead Puppies.
Rant Radio and Seems Like Salvation presents a weekend-long tribute. 1989 to 1999. 10 years of Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. August 27th to August 29th, 1999. For more information, go to www.rantradio.com or www.seemslikesalvation.com.
Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call, they don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing on.
Now back to the What the Hell show with Sumerian and Bob from Peru.
I gotta get another chick over here.
You better get another chick to do that ad.
I gotta get more chicks to do that ad because that's bringing back all kinds of really bad memories.
Wrong.
That's the dirty promo girl doing that one.
Yeah, I need to get a new
just
dirty
evil
promo
for Bob. Ex dirty promo. No, she's still pretty dirty.
It's my own. It's my own personal Vietnam flashback. You guys remember that Shell Shock 1,000-yard stare? Eh?
What did she do to you that was so
You
horrible?
Saw the video.
Yeah, I mean, saw the
you
video.
You saw the video.
You don't need to ask.
You don't need to ask. Don't go there. My hair is not like this for any particular reason. So I keep getting hit in the face with that continuous memory.
It will be on up on Rant TV. Just ICQ and email Anki until he actually puts it up. It's called Bob's War Wounds.
There you go.
Bob's War Wounds, and you will see why he's getting flashbacks.
Danger.
Of the Dirty Promo Girl.
Dirty Promo Girl.
And if you haven't been to our webpage, go to it. It's new. It's an improved. And if you've never seen it before,
fuck you.
Not new and improved. It's the same.
It's weak.
We still have to, you have to get the old Rant Radio
symbol.
Symbol. And have it like in the corner or something, or make an icon out of it.
I'll make it the background or something. Really light in the background.
Like almost double negative, negative on a negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like two grays or something, two different tones of grays.
It's not the old one. It's just that
it's the one Sean did. It's a sticker Sean
same
did.
Thing.
The
sticker. It's the same thing.
Sean did. Okay.
Yeah. But now it's moving around.
It's just less techno.
Yeah.
It's just like
And Spectre did that for us. He rocks hard, and he's getting like people for us. And so, I've also put him on the graphics list in our roster. So he is
the
official Rant Radio person.
There's one actually in the roster that's for graphics that says like from who fucking knows or something from where and says who fucking knows.
Does it?
Yeah. Narnia. If you're listening,
the
it's over.
The song is over. You can turn your speaker.
And we're
going to
play
Narnia.
I'm So Bored, I'm Drinking Bleach next.
If we had it.
If we had it.
We don't have any
we'll
dead milkman
next
stuff.
Week.
We'll try it for next week. I know. I'm
lost.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
Hey, the victim.
It's the victim. I mean the victor.
Victim.
Victim. Yo, victim. What's up?
Word. Yo.
Word up, victim.
Headphones back on. Oh, I don't
want to
disturb anyone
Why?
Else.
Don't you have speakers?
No speakers. I have no speakers.
Help. By the way, we like to flip back and forth between pages where we're not actually looking at the IRC, so you guys can talk away,
and then
we're not listening. We're not even reading you.
Okay, well, let's do the question of the week. Throw that out now.
Question of the week. Question of the week is, why the fuck do they make no tears shampoo for babies and not for normal people? What the fuck? I want to cry because I get this shit in my eye and some little bastard who's not even putting it in his own hair is not going to cry? What the hell is all that about?
Well, the thing is...
They even have, like, no tangles. Like, you intentionally put shampoo on the shelf that tangles your fucking hair?
Tangle?
Let alone if I've grown my hair for years and years and years, which I don't. But anyhow...
Tangle or tangle-free?
Yeah, tangle-free hair with non-tears. All by Johnson & Johnson. Those bastards are in cahoots with the devil. Because they're, like, making non-tangle fucking no-tears shampoo for some little bastard who doesn't even care.
Yeah, but
he's just going to go roll around on the carpet where the dog's been lying and get fleas.
The non-tangle is for children?
The reason why is at that fucking age, they scream about everything in particular anyway, so we give them one less reason to fucking scream.
Fuck that shit. I tell them, if you're going to scream, you better scream loud, because I'm going to put this shit right in your eyes.
They're not exactly banning you from buying this baby shampoo.
I'm not going to buy baby shampoo. It smells like shit. That either smells like baby powder or fucking something gross.
Character.
When I was a baby, I used to have to be like bathed with lime, okay? Lime. What do you think I fucking turned out? I am like invulnerable with short hair, man. I can take anything. Skin fucking spicy foods and slaps in the faces and fucking sunburns. Don't
feed me
all.
Okay.
By the way, I hear from an industry insider.
What?
I hear from an industry insider that Johnson is really nice, but Johnson is a heartless bastard.
Oh, I've heard that too.
A fucking prick.
Oh yeah.
Was Captain Pike saying in cahoots with the guys who make baking soda?
That shit is in everything these days. Is it now? Is it?
Lola,
it is.
The stuff like that fucking they put in shampoo makes you cry.
The agent that gives it lather. Shampoo works just fine without lather, but most people...
Thank you, Mr. Science.
No, that is true. I did read that somewhere.
Hey, it's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That the lather does nothing.
Oh, get a life.
If we wanted a serious explanation, we'd run a serious fucking show.
Babies don't
sure.
care.
We don't care why. It's just a question of the week. You can make up whatever fucking answer you
that.
Want.
The baby shampoo does not do anything. It looks like it's not working that. Because it's not bubbling up.
I'll memorize that in case I'm ever on fucking Jeopardy.
I'll take things I don't know. Things I don't need to know for $1,000.
Please
don't
mention
Jeopardy
to me.
What's stopping us grown-up people from buying baby shampoo?
Baby shampoo smells like babies.
Or reminds you of babies.
And for picking up chicks, if you smell like a baby, they get rather freaked out.
kicks in their instinct or something.
They're all, oh, you smell like the baby I sit.
Bye.
Batman.
Dun 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 dun.
Sets up a whole edible can of worms you don't want.
Exactly,
to
exactly. It's like that guy was a comedian I was watching one night. He goes, you know, you want to go to those gymnastics things because you want to see these people who are like seriously fucking psychotic and can flip around on a swing or a bars or a horse or whatever like they're fucking robots.
Yeah.
He says, and as soon as you hoot and holler for like anybody, people start looking at you weird, especially when you get over 30, because then they think you're a pedophile. So you have to really kind of hoot and holler loud, but not so loud that it's like questionably loud, like you're psychotic looking at her tits or something.
Over enthusiastic.
All right, is Stain Raider out there?
Stain Raider,
are you in there? Because this is like one of our regular features on the show. It's another story from the chicken.
Oh,
yes.
Shall we focus in?
This isn't another retail story, actually, because my retail stories have been actually pretty mellow this week. So,
how can you top the story about tires?
No, that was a personal experience. This one is a related experience, but it ties in. This is awesome. For any of you out there, and I know we got like a whole whack load of fucking new listeners and all the rest of it.
So you probably don't know,
but I'm going to lay the groundwork with this story. Surrey
sucks.
Surrey is like a major...
For anyone
PC
who
Canada.
Wants to know in the States what Surrey is like, try to imagine New Jersey, only it smells worse.
Okay.
We have to interrupt the story, of course, because the chicken's talking.
Talk, sucker.
Hi, you're live on Ranch Radio. Who is this?
It's Gary. I'm actually just looking for Derek.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to be on the radio, then.
Jerry the
crackhead. I prefer not to.
Okay, you're not on the radio.
Jerry the crackhead.
I'll get Derek.
Derek!
It was Jerry the crackhead.
Well, gee, I have to say, that just sucked.
Well, Spectre, I'm sorry you live in New Jersey. New Jersey! Get a rope.
Smells fine! Smells
fine! You're telling us fags, you probably live in Hoboken. That's like, homo! What the hell?
Robo, New Jersey, home of fags.
Anyways, Surrey, BC is like the fucking cesspool of civilization, okay? It's fucking nasty. There's white trash. There's like, it's just bad. Every fucking, and I'm not a racist here, but there's like every minority groups in Surrey. You can't walk down the street without hearing some sort of foreign language gibberish, and you can't fucking see a white person. It makes it really difficult to do like.
If anyone hasn't noticed, chicken's a white supremacist.
I am not a white supremacist. Don't even joke about that shit. I'm not a racist even remotely, okay? Anyways. My roommate, the movie man, who we'll hear from
movie
later
man,
on.
Movie man.
Well, we're talking about me here, okay?
Okay.
Anyways, he is he's the manager of a Rogers video.
No.
Evil. No.
Ted Rogers sucks.
Ted Rogers and Bill Gates sucked dick for drugs.
They got coupons every day.
For those of you in the States, Rogers is kind of like Blockbuster, only worse.
More evil.
Surrey is the shit.
So anyway.
By the way, go out. You got that wrong. You spelt all that wrong. You mixed up your stuff there. Surrey is shit. You just cut out the ad and the.
Yeah. So anyways, part of the video stuff that they gave in this video store is, of course, the happy adult movies. And no shit, they came out with a movie called Surrey Girls.
Are you kidding me?
Now wait, you're asking, can this be true? And I'm saying, yes! I've had this confirmed by two close personal sources. This is true, and it gets way better. Okay.
Is it an actual local production? Because we do have local pornography.
Yes, let me get on with the story. Shut the fuck up. Okay, you guys might remember, and for anybody who listens to the local radio station out here, Seedbox, Larry and Willie, the morning show, had their world's toughest contest.
Yeah.
Okay? One of the things that you had to do to be a contestant in this, and this guy phoned up, and they said, all right, you want to get your name entered? You have to be in a porn movie. And the guy's like, okay. So he's like, fine. So he went up and found a porn studio. And this guy's part was he was a pizza man. And he knocked at the door, and he comes in, and there's two chicks making out on the bed, the big lesbian sex scene. He gets naked and sits down in this chair and watches them.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the boyfriend who's at work comes home early, catches his girlfriend and significant other, like, totally fishing out on the couch, and joins them. Okay? Now, one of the women who works or was on the set is a customer of the movie man. And one of his staff members kind of went, I guess he was packaging up all the videos and went, he looked at the back of the box and went, oh my god, she's in the store right now.
Sign my box. Sign my box. Yeah.
So, something like that, anyway.
So anyways, she's like, he didn't really know how to deal with this or whatever, right? So puts the box down, she leaves, and he goes, hey, you know, listen, movie man, you know, check this out. This lady wasn't a customer type of thing, right? And he's like, no. And he waits for everybody to clear out the store, and he puts it in. He plays it. He's like, holy shit, this totally buff chick is, like, one of my customers. But it gets better. Because this chick, this buff chick, who I've seen many times, yeah. And her boyfriend, who I've also seen many times, and they're like, well, how do you know this, Ryan? I'm like, because they are the neighbors of John and Janice.
No way.
I passed them in the elevator.
Oh, shit.
So John's like, oh, my God, my neighbors are sluts, right? So I'm really tempted to, like, I don't, and they're big people, right? They're like, you know, they were young.
The movie they did on Seafox was Surrey Girls?
I guess so. They got a bit part for this guy in this movie, Surrey Girls, and John and Janice's neighbor is one of the stars from Surrey Girls, and I passed these people in the elevator and chatted with them a few times. So now when I see her, and she's not a bad-looking woman, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be really tempted. I'm really tempted.
If the boyfriend's there, don't say anything. If he's not, say it.
Are you involved in adult movies? Can I get a poster? So,
would you sign my ass?
So yeah, this is a true story. Like, Surrey Girls is one of my close personal friends, neighbors. So
Surrey Girls. Oh,
we didn't need to know.
My God.
That was pretty funny. So I'm going to have to rent it someday. And
no, you're not.
Over. Hey.
The last porno I remember renting.
Well, oh, God! Oh, fuck you! Why'd you have to bring that up?
I didn't rent it. I was there when someone rented
it. Oh, Jesus!
What was it?
Fucking Under the Rainbow.
Under the Rainbow.
It's Hungarian Circus Midget.
Hungarian Circus Midget. Porn.
It was a series of short flicks.
I am not lying about this. This Blar rents this porno, brings it over to my house as the most frightening thing we will ever see on Halloween.
I watched it with my back to the screen.
We're all destroyed at this part in one stage or another, and I couldn't turn away. It was like a fucking car accident.
It was bad. It's funny you mentioned that because there was like the little leather clad one that goes into the back of the ambulance,
yes.
And gets like taken on the gurney.
Oh,
it was wrong. Just wrong.
I had a nightmare involving that movie.
Thing is, I went back to my place and watched the rest of it while still half drunk, and I still remember it. I was three quarters drunk.
Oh.
I was just like, fuck me.
This begs the question whether or not that movie is on George Lucas's shelf.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. As I've said before, George Lucas is queer for midgets.
Obviously. I'm sure if he doesn't have it, he'd like to.
Midget porn. It's wrong. Just say no.
It was bad.
It's time to phone the movie man.
No.
And as usual, I'm not prepared to play the movie man intro. But here it is. With the movie man on the line.
Hi guys, how are y'all tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Doing okay.
Excellent. We're just discussing the
Surrey Girls
porno movie that you discovered and had the little adventure, and the girl comes into your store all the time.
Yeah.
That's your reaction.
Yeah, it's part of one of my customers made a movie. It was part of the Larry and Willie's toughest contest ever.
That's right.
Kind of interesting. But, I mean, hey, everybody has to...
make money somehow.
Exactly.
That's right. So, you have how many movies this week?
Well, other than that one...
Which you give two thumbs
up. Two thumbs up.
Well, never mind.
Let's move on really quickly.
Yes.
It's been kind of a light week. I think the only really good one would be my video review, which would be EdTV.
Ah, I had not seen this. Has anybody else here seen Ed TV?
No, big pass. It was kind of Truman-like.
Everyone assumed it was very Truman-like.
Everyone thought it was going to be Truman-like, but I'm actually about three-quarters of the way through it right now.
Oh, sorry.
That's quite all right.
Okay.
It's the only reason it's Truman-like is that a guy is being filmed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's where the similarities end. This guy did it voluntarily.
Right,
and he knows that he's on TV, and he doesn't try and hide the fact. And he becomes this giant pop media icon and everything that goes along with that. He goes from being the guy who works in the video store to the next Spice Girl baby type thing, and everybody wants a piece of him, and then things kind of start spiraling downward from there.
So people know that they're on TV with him.
Oh, absolutely. And
how can they even keep that real if everyone knows him and everyone knows that they're going to be on TV with him? They're not going to act natural or anything. They're just going to go, hi, we're on TV, and it'll be totally boring TV.
Exactly, until things, I mean, the movie has stuff that does keep it interesting, and it raises the question, what would happen, what would you guys do if somebody came to you and said, we want to put you on TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
I'd say,
you do it?
How much? That's about it. How much?
And if the offer wasn't good, it'd be, go affect yourself.
Okay, that's one person's reaction.
If they offered me enough cash to make it worth my bother, I'd have to say yes.
So did they give him a hefty sum to do this?
They did give him a hefty sum, but, I mean, after watching this movie, you'd probably change your mind, no matter how much money they offer you. I mean, if they offered me, like, millions, okay, sure, I would do it. But, to be honest, I don't think I would, because just seeing what's going on with this poor guy, who started out a relatively normal guy, and then once things started going downhill, he ends up having a relationship that develops and falls apart on the air.
Yay.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of tough. I mean, it's like, how much of it is real and how much of it is somebody who just wants their time in the spotlight, so.
Yeah.
But,
so what do you give it three-quarters of the way through?
Three-quarters of the way through, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably say it's about a 6.5, 7.
So a watchable rental.
It's definitely watchable.
Have you seen Analyze This yet?
I have seen Analyze This.
Fine, Rambo.
I'm a little disappointed with it. I don't know what I expected. I expected better. I mean, I don't know why I expected De Niro to be able to pull off.
Is this Rambo really sucks comedy. Dick?
Rambo's
coming up in the IRC here.
Rambo takes coupons.
Rambo,
and he has
Rambo smokes pole?
And he has
what?
Seniors Day. He likes to play an instrument. It's called the skin flute.
What is this we're all talking about?
Rambo likes to suck dick.
Yeah, they're talking about stuff people are saying
on
the IRC. They're being
Rambo's a pillow biter.
Very juvenile, actually.
Rambo is a bottom boy. He likes to take it.
Rambo travels
he
the
likes
Hershey
to take
Highway.
In the ass.
Can you hear any of that?
No, it's all coming through.
You're lucky.
It's okay.
Okay. That's what you get. Not missing much.
Okay. Well,
that's why they call him Rambo.
Rambo.
Ram guy.
Good stuff. I'll try and get out and see something.
I will print out those PlayStation things.
Excellent.
And give them to Chicken.
Great.
Because I forgot last week.
That's
so
quite
Chicken
right.
Could remind me to print out the stuff.
Don't forget. Do it as soon as we hang up.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm
and
doing
do that because you're not right.
Doing a radio show.
I know. It might be kind of tough.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for your review this week.
No problem. And I will talk to you guys next week.
And say, what the hell?
What the hell?
All right.
Rock, buddy.
I have a phone number for you to phone.
Oh, are we going to get in trouble?
No.
Do they? Oh, okay.
Because nobody answers.
Oh, excellent.
No, Adobe Premiere 5.1 just crashed, totally wiping out because it corrupted the file.
Give a mic. You have to speak into a mic, otherwise it's dead air.
I was working on the latest and greatest for Rant TV there. And
that's www.ranttv.com, because that's our counterpart to Rant Radio.
Don't go there right
it's
now.
The visual part. Don't go there right now. Don't go there right now. Please. Go after the show.
Because there's nothing there right
hey,
now.
Hey, Fox.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'd just like to send out a big, fat, giant greeting and thank you to Adobe Corporation, who ran a piece of software called Adobe Premiere. Now, you figure I've got one of the most common video cards on the planet. I've got a plain old, really common, everybody's got one, 8-bit motherboard. I've got all the most standard in parts. You'd think that Adobe Premiere could safely run without crashing out every time I go to, you know, save the file.
Hell no.
And if it did, you'd think it would, you know, save the file and not corrupt the file, thereby destroying all the work that I've done over the last hour and a half.
Wow. Totally. That's gone. Great.
But I'll give you a hint. The new video I'm working on is called BSOD.
Really?
Blue Screen of Death.
Oh, okay. I see. Excellent. But I think you're getting out of the program what you paid for it.
It surely is getting money.
You gave me that evaluation copy 6 months ago, and it hasn't worked right yet.
Yeah, you're still evaluating it.
I'm still evaluating it.
I'd like to buy it.
Hey, everybody, Steve's back.
Steve! You should meet up with Rambo. I hear he smokes Grateful.
So what is this number?
Okay.
What's the... Chicken can explain the number, and I'll take the number. Can we say it on the air, or no?
No, probably not.
Okay.
What happened is... Because
we should do a phone-in this week, actually.
We should.
Because there's a lot of people listening. We'll do it later.
Okay.
I haven't done that in a while.
Anyways, wandering around work, my buddy Rob comes up and he goes, "Hey, phone this number to my buddy Ronaldo."
Okay.
Ronaldo's like, "Oh, okay." And he phones the number from work.
Yeah.
And he gets this message, and he starts cracking up laughing. So we hang up, and we phone back again, and we put our company phone on our desk here in the area that I work at on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And we hear this.
Is it really long?
No.
Okay. Because there's another number that we used to have a long time ago. It was killer, but he changed the number.
No, this is actually awesome. Pretty good, so.
We're going to do this.
Speak up, man.
I'm speaking. I'm here.
La, 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 la. And there we go. Hopefully nobody answers.
Goa says he's going to phone in.
Not yet.
Cool, Goa. Not yet. We'll give you the number later. Two ringy dingies.
Stain's legal now?
Hello, and thank you for calling Dial an Asshole. All of our assholes are currently busy helping other assholes. Please stay on the line as you will get through quicker than by dialing again. Have a shitty day.
This subscriber cannot receive messages at this time.
That's too bad. I was going to actually leave him a message saying, "Hey, this is Rant Radio. We think your message rocks." That's not bad.
Thank you for dialing, dialing asshole.
Thank you for dialing.
Dialing.
Okay, we'll do the dialing right now.
You can call in.
Oh, yes, we'll do the story first before people go insane and start dialing in. So wait a little bit. It'll be about 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to do a quick story from DAC.
It's going to be like a good 40 minutes.
And it's called Gross Hospital Stories, and I'm going to play the intro for it because we love intros because we're really good at them. Now,
once again,
it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Hey.
Okay, let's see. Okay, gross hospital stories.
You don't have one.
Yes, I do. Okay. For those of you who haven't paid attention for the last few years, I worked for about 5 years up at a hospital, and during that time I saw all sorts of gross and disgusting things that I don't even want to talk about sometimes. But I will.
But he does anyway.
I do too much.
You
but
always say that, and you always tell all the gory details.
I don't,
anyway.
My personal best is I have had two people almost faint, including projectile vomit, man. I had them go weak in the knees on me one time. Well, anyhow, this story is not that long, or even, I don't even think that's disgusting. I'll take one.
There's only one.
Okay, well, apparently, and I did not know this at the time, besides the standard fungus you can get that causes your toenails and your fingernails to go all yellow and ugly, there is a much nastier version. So one evening, this person came in with his fingers all swollen up, and his toes all swollen up.
I think there's something wrong.
Saying, yes, something to that effect. Is, I don't know, it just kind of started about 2 or 3 days ago, and I finally decided that maybe I should do something about it.
Yeah.
People are morons, by the way, in case you hadn't figured that out in life.
Leave things till the last minute.
It's amazing how quickly you can get used to something horrible happening. Just swelling up, I'm sure it would grow back.
Well, how had this idiot come in much earlier and basically got it treated with an antifungal cream, they would have been able to save his toenails and his fingernails. As it is, he had to lose them in a way that we're talking about them not ever coming back. Now, I'd like you to try to imagine what it's like going through life without fingernails. It's
hard to pick up dimes.
Yeah.
Hard to pick up anything.
His fingers were probably about twice the size of my thumb. Like, every one of them were just fucking huge.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. It was a nice, quick, gross hospital
story. Did they have to take off the fingernails?
They had to take off the nails because they were server basically died. Literally, they were dead. They were dead all the way down
James
to the
river. Server died.
Oh, no. It's not died. It hasn't died.
Somebody's crying.
Look at that. Still moving.
There you go. We're still moving.
We're okay.
Stop crying.
You died.
Probably internet server.
Internet server, maybe.
Dennis? No, he's still here. He's still, if he can say server died, he's still on the server.
Maybe you got a split.
Oh.
Nope.
Well, maybe. Nobody's left.
You're just typing shit. Stop taking up attention time there, pal. This is expensive airtime.
You're distracting us. Yeah, we pay dearly for this airtime.
This is big money. You're fucking with big people here.
To get a spot to get a spot on Rant Radio for 2 hours instead of the normal half-hour slot, it's like big cash to book this time.
Yeah.
So we're going to focus out. Oh, what were we going to do next?
We're going to do
we're going to do the phone-in.
We're going to do open the airlines.
We're going to open the phone lines.
Well, we have a wave file for that, don't we?
Yes, we do, actually. Hey. We do have an intro for phoning in, and it's great. No, it sucks, actually.
It's
we don't like
suckiest,
this one.
It's the shittiest one we got.
Yep.
So we're going to play it anyway. Just
play it anyway.
It's shittier than the Movie Man one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the shittiest one we got. Like, if we could have come up with a shittier one quicker, we probably would have.
Yeah.
But we couldn't. This is about as shitty as it gets.
So here it is. We're opening the phone lines. Toll free.
This is so bad.
1-604-533-9191.
No, we don't say that. It's toll free.
Hold on.
It's stuck.
Oh, God.
It's
stuck.
It's stuck. You fucked it up, James.
No, it'll come back.
Oh. It's back. Gone again. Still listening. Gotta go study. Later, all. It's stuck.
Please hold.
18. Love this.
Oh, my God. Again. I think it's still on.
I do too.
Once it starts moving, then I'll My script's driving them nuts. What's your script? It's got an auto talker. Just people type in some keywords, and they get a reply.
Start a riot. Run around swearing.
Swearing.
Goes for the TV first. Riot, riot, riot. My eyes. I can't feel my hair.
Want me to go kick anybody on Rant TV?
That's it?
I know that's it.
Yeah.
The Rant TV server is sluggish as fuck.
Rips in
Rant. Yes, if you could, that would be wonderful.
You guys do it. Kick their fucking heads off.
Well,
the actual server.
www.ranttv.com
is actually broadcast through the local network.
Ding. We have a ding.
We have a ding, but it's not moving yet.
The whole fucking thing's fucked up.
Oops. Nope, delete it.
Edit bookmark.
We're stuck.
Wind velocity too strong. Quick man, cling tenaciously.
Hi, you're sort of on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Okay, yo, this is Gohan.
Hey, Gohan.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's stuck.
What's going on?
Technical difficulties, unfortunately.
Your showcast died on me.
Oh, I know.
Fucking trying to reconnect. I was just given this phone number. I was like, what the fuck number is that? I just figured I'd call it anyways, you know? It doesn't cost me shit, so.
Oh, so you're local here?
No, actually, I live in Toronto.
Oh, And it doesn't cost you anything? You got one of those $20
unlimited $20 a month.
$20. Yeah, yeah. Good deal, good deal.
Yeah. Fuck the phone company.
We're just going to keep you on the phone while we sort out these technical difficulties, and you can be our first caller of the night. Oh, Psycho's taking over again.
Am I supposed to say something?
Not yet. Not yet.
All right.
What's part of the problem, Enki?
Server's full. You got 14 listeners on that one.
Oh, that's not.
Guys, if you guys need me to stream for you, I can, because I got a 1.2 megabit cable.
Oh, that would be really, really sweet.
Yeah, and we obviously.
Oh, is that upstream, though? That's cable, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
So I can support 20 users at.
Oh, we're looking for something bigger than that.
Well, megabit. I just got to move it over to the park.
Yeah, we're getting a new one. It's like mega. It's huge.
Yeah.
So we're going to have it hopefully up for next week because of the big promotion. If he kisses enough, if Enki kisses enough ass. So I'm going to hand you over to someone else to talk to while I sort out our technical difficulties. It's Dak.
Hi, this is Dak.
Yeah, what's going on in your
version? Absolutely nothing. We're sitting here in complete and utter boredom watching James, or I should say Sumerian, fight desperately with his computer trying to get it to work.
We've all been thrown back to the 70s. It's Y2K.
Did you hear that? That's good enough. Okay. Have you got it?
Wow.
Now I'm talking to Sumerian.
Yes?
Wow, we're popular tonight.
We're very popular tonight. I don't know.
People are really, really
just boring. Hang on a second. Here we go.
Kick off all
what's
the people
going on,
man?
Nothing. How's life in Toronto? What's that?
Because it's in Toronto.
Well, when you're not working and being like a total whore to some mega corporation, because we all are.
Yeah.
What do you
so
forget?
These people like.
Yeah. Like the kick.
Yeah.
Basically nothing. I go out to people's places to get totally fucking drunk.
Even people that have been drinking for a long time because they probably aren't
wait, cultists. Yeah, that's the one.
That is basically it. Those are the only three games that I have.
I'm going to
give Quake 1, 2, and 3. But I only play Quake 1.
You don't play Quake 2?
I don't play 2, it's not
that. Oh. Strong opinion on Quake 2. Well, I'll
two words for you. Colored lighting.
Yeah, I didn't like it too much myself either. So, and it even took me a long time to get used to Quake and like it. So, I can respect it, but there's other games out there that I like a little bit better. First person shooter wise, anyways.
What?
First person shooter wise, anyways.
Wait! I got something better to say that you'll like! There's a comp of there!
Here we are. We're back. We're back.
Hello.
Sorry to all our listeners. We're having technical difficulties. We've never been this popular before.
We reached that 1.5 million listeners.
No, it was that's Go. That's okay. That's Gohan on the phone.
Hang on a second. We're gonna flip you back over to Sumerian
Cole. All right. We are actually on the air with Gohan. One of our dedicated listeners. Is this your first time listening tonight?
Yeah, actually, Spec pulled me on it.
Spectre is the man.
Yeah, Spectre is the man, I suppose.
So how is Spectre so popular on the internet that he can draw in, like, a million listeners?
Because he's a Quake addict.
Ah, he's Quake-connected, is he? Oh, that's awesome.
Most of these people are from AKNC, I think.
Yeah? And what does that stand for?
Oh, it's just a Quake clan.
Okay.
I'm going to kick a listener right now.
Why are you kicking a listener?
Because he's on Microsoft.com.
No, don't kick a listener because he's on Microsoft.com.
Tell all these guys to go to our mirror.
No, I think we should just insult him very, very badly.
That's not the problem, I don't think.
For being a fool on Microsoft.
It was full. There were a few listeners that went down to 14, then went to 15, then went to 14. There's so many people listening, you can't send them upstream packets.
This is awesome.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you're full. But
well, we are full.
15 is the maximum. And
we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. Kill the FTP. I'm going to kill the FTP servers because somebody is totally draining. So we've got Gohan for free on... he's phoning in from Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
Holy fuck! No wonder! You know what's happening? There are like 50 people... There's 12 connections on the FTP site. Whoever's downloading is going bye-bye right now. I know who it is, too. Uh-oh, MM Task just died. I don't know what that was. Okay, they're all gone.
Something just died, but hey, we're still online!
We're still
online.
We're
going good!
As long as we're online.
We're going until we get blue screens,
okay.
Baby!
I have fixed the problem now.
So who was that we just executed?
It was Sean K's cousin.
Oh!
Dowie!
He Dowied us!
No. Cousin from the new side now. So it's his new adopted cousin.
Is that the one we met at the party?
No. I don't. It's some kid. He's really smart. He's helped install Linux at Sean K's house today.
Sean has Linux on his system now?
He does have Linux on his system.
Do you mean he's actually not going to crash anymore?
He's still addicted to Windows 98. He slowly has to make his way over. So what do you think of the radio show so far?
Was that Matrix kid?
It's all right.
kind of boring.
Not really. It's a little bit better than both the other shit that you can find anyways.
Something to listen to. Well, we do this show every Sunday night, 9 to 11. We have a whole bunch of friends over Pacific Standard Time. So it's like uber late there, isn't it?
Not really. It's only 1:23 a.m.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's
like 3 hours ahead.
Especially when you don't sleep.
When you don't sleep. This is the show for insomniacs.
That's right.
We have most of our listeners.
Ask Gohan if he plays
24 hours a day. Yeah, I'm going to be here 24 hours a day not getting paid to do this radio show. That's a good idea.
Well, that's why we have to have our listeners send in money.
Send in money.
Well,
no, let's not do that. No. Because now then I can't say, we don't do this for profit, and then I can't play all my MP3s and have to send money to all these corporations.
Soba.
I don't know. People who want money because I play them play their songs, so I can say, I don't make any money, so I can't send you any money. How am I supposed to send you money for these songs?
That's right, kids. Don't send us any money. Wink. Wink. Don't send us any money. Especially don't send us really large quantities of money at all. No big quantities of money. Wink. Wink.
Jewelry is not acceptable.
So can you, I guess you're on cable, so you can listen to yourself on the radio.
Are also out of the question.
Yeah, but it's not really...
It's pretty lagged, eh?
It's not really agreeing with you right now. I'm stuck at...
It's not agreeing right now?
Yeah, I'm just stuck here doing absolutely shit all with this Winamp. It's just sitting there.
Oh, okay, well, we're still broadcasting. I was worried for a second there. We're going to let some other callers call in.
Yeah, all right, that's cool.
So say, what the hell, and I'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for phoning in. That's Gohan the Barbarian. And let's look at the IRC, because we haven't looked at that. Okay, Spectre's calling in next.
HZ is back.
So let's put up the phone number, toll-free. So you can use your, like, your... 10-10-10-10-10-10-10-20-30-40.
Call 00 and ask for radio shows. They'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, call directory, call for Red Radio's number.
I want to know if there's a radio show. I want to know what their number is.
I
need the number for the radio show.
Stain's attention starved, isn't
he? Stain is attention starved.
I don't think he is.
I think he had something to do.
I think he was hugged as a child.
No, not hugged as a child.
So
where's Stain from?
Let's look.
Wait, is that New Zealand?
What's the deal with all the listeners? Like, is college out right now? Shouldn't there be no one?
We have?
No, there's lots of people listening. I don't know. Some of them are from New Zealand.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's cool. Hey, you're on radio. Who is this?
This is Spectre.
Hey, Spectre! The man.
Yeah, what's up?
The man who brought in like 50 million listeners to us tonight.
You're causing us to reevaluate New Jersey.
causing us
I like the devils. I do.
So these are all Quake people listening in?
Yeah, most of them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, my contact list on ICQ.
You guys got a
12. Oh, so you just spammed everyone on the contact list.
Yeah.
So if anybody else out there wants to be contacted every week...
Do you know Xena?
Every week to be notified of the show.
I want to know.
Just ICQ me at 51558. That's right. I got in early on ICQ.
Or email
info@rantradio.com, but ICQ is better.
With the message add ICQ number.
The message add ICQ.
Actually,
no,
our automated bot will automatically add you to the ICQ spamming.
No, it won't.
We should do a shameless plug for the What the Hell webpage. So you can see all of us.
It's not updated, but we should do it. I've been really super lazy. It hasn't been updated in like 2 months.
Slack. Samaria, don't make me pimp slap you.
Since Bob from Peru came and he distracted me, so I've been updated in 2 months.
I was waving my hand up in the air and Samaria just hasn't picked up since.
That's it. But if you want to go to the see all of our ugly pictures and pass out and faint, you could go to www.rantradio.com, click on schedule, and click on What the Hell. and they'll take you right to the page.
Hey, word of advice, though, when on the What the Hell web page, do not look that closely at the chicken's picture.
Go to the chicken's picture. It rocks. The shirt is awesome. You'll love it. Go check out the shirt.
It's not the shirt I'm talking about.
Oh, come on, man. It's the shirt.
It's your smile I'm referring to.
Yeah,
all I can say is thanks.
It was toothy.
All I can say is thanks God for black.
For black rectangles, yes. But if you actually venture in,
dude, that's what I mean. Look, venture not. Venture not inside.
Hey, man, I was being blackballed.
So you're calling from New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey.
Did you use a special calling card plan, or you?
I just got this 9 cents.
Hey, Steen, can you get me 9 cents a minute? Well, that's a pretty good deal.
9 cents?
And that's American, though, so...
I still managed to rack up like $60 phone bills, though.
Holy shit!
Because it's so cheap, you got to use it.
I have like a $500 phone debt with my mom now.
Oh boy, that must make her really happy.
Yeah, and I got to get a job or something, or start making money doing this web stuff.
Well, I think you could make a lot of money. Put up some more example stuff and start pimping yourself around. I mean, that stuff's awesome.
This other web worker wants me to be like in their company or something. I got this guy Flatline from PI messaging me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's part of it or anything, but
PI,
he's looking with web pages.
Yeah.
And he got in a job, and they asked if I wanted to come with him or anything.
Well, check it out and make sure it's legit, and you can actually make some money off of it before you dive into it. But yeah, you can make some kick-ass web pages.
When in doubt, there's always Amway.
When in doubt, there's always Amway. Oh, that's a great alternative.
Wait a minute. So fucking kill me.
So, you have anything to say?
No.
Nope.
How about a what the hell?
How about a what the hell and we hang up on you?
What the hell?
All right. That was Spectre, the man of the evening.
Steen's
the man of the week.
His Winamp keeps stopping.
I can't hear it. Open your ears, man.
That's because God hates New Zealand.
I can't hear
it. That's why they put you down there.
Yeah, we're still broadcasting. So it's probably your connection. Is he from New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably
sure
it. I mean, that's...
You sure? Is he the one from New Zealand?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
Stains, yeah. Stain from New Zealand. There's two Stains. Like, what the hell?
Stain, and he's waiting for the other Stain to time
out. Oh, the other Stain to time out.
There's
I think,
stain
let me see. He's getting kicked off the internet servers, and he's timing out on Winamp. I think it's us.
Yeah.
It's us, yeah. It may be because you're from New Zealand and we're in Canada, and that's a bit of a distance. What time is it there?
I don't know what time it is, but I believe that's exactly on the opposite side of the fucking planet.
So it's like 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
On Monday?
Yeah.
God's old country.
What are you doing? Get to work. Get to school.
You gotta come up here sometime. We'll, exchange notes.
Take you around here, get you drunk a few times.
Gohan is now known as Stain.
It's 1:30 a.m.
Holy Christ.
Okay. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to play something. I had something queued up.
Unprepared.
We're terrible.
Actually, I don't think it's unprepared. We're all just very spontaneous.
Yes, that's it.
We're so spontaneous, we have nothing ready.
What did somebody request? They requested...
Frontline Assembly.
Front 242. Okay.
Headhunters.
Front 242.
Headhunters was the song,
Front
I think.
Front 242. Geography. Not in that one.
Thanks.
What is my computer doing?
It's crying.
Okay. Is it in off?
No, 64 megs or
actually,
yeah, that would be nice.
KMFDM's audio would be nice.
Headhunter. No.
KMFDM's audio sounds good.
Okay. Headhunter. There's Headhunter.
Just for you.
Just for you, whoever requested it. It's Headhunter on Rant Radio. Rant Radio and Seems Like Salvation presents a weekend walk to 1999. 10 years of Fred Wesner and Nine Inch Nails. August 27th to August 29th, 1999. For more information, go to www.rantradio.com or www.steamslikesalvation.com.
Fucking Panthers!
Dead puppies. Dead puppies. Dead puppies are much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun. My puppy died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no. Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun. Dead puppies.
5 seconds of silence at the end of that song, so we're not going to play the end of the song.
Hell no.
We won't go.
But that's the best part.
The end of the song? Yeah, the quietness.
We're aware of your opinion, Dad. Are you smoking shit
again? Not today.
Not today. I will say that so. I woke up. This is a Loomis boy story. I went, I think it was Wednesday. Tuesday I went out drinking.
No.
Night and really? I got dropped,
you didn't
I got
call
dropped
me,
off,
bitch.
Dropped off by fucking Buff Boy. Dropped off at fucking the Loomis pad, and continued drinking because I had more drinks at home. Drinking alone, playing Heavy Gear 2.
Ooh,
anyway,
drinking alone.
2:30 in the morning. I realize I have to wake up at 5, and I'm still trashed, so I should probably go to bed. So I drink a lot of water. Wake up with a nasty hangover. For me, it's quite amazing because my body generally eats anything inside of it.
It should be mentioned that Bob from Peru weighs like 95 pounds.
With the radiator,
and the
radiator on my back,
and
wet, and a lot on my mind. So anyway, I wake up and I'm feeling just like shit. But no, I don't even wake up at the right time. I wake up 2 hours late.
I'm like, oh,
fucking shit. How do I ever not want to fuck up Darcy's job? So I'm like, all right, well, hop in the van, and what is fucking Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, slip me? That's right, ephedrine, baby. 5 of those babies, I was 2 hours ahead by noon. I had a 4-hour nap that day. I was like, oh, yeah, those things rock. Oh, that was my, and I didn't go to sleep again until 2 in the morning because, well, I couldn't close my eyes. But besides that, I was okay. Everything was rocking and rolling.
We were at Sean's wife's work, the Dark One's work, and there's this guy that works there, and he comes up to us, and we're talking with him, and then the subject of computers comes up, and he says, those things, I don't understand those things. They never work for me. They're just a fad, too. They'll die out. I'm like,
what?
I like bell bottoms.
I'm like, what?
They'll come in, they'll go out.
I'm a technophobe, and I have dreams about the entire internet crashing, and I have to say it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it'll happen for mere moments.
This guy, I am, and I'm praying.
He works on diesel engines, this guy, so.
My mom's getting shit about swearing. What?
So I said to Sean K, I said, let's take away all his computers in his life and see how well he deals with the world.
Oh, yeah.
No more bank machines for you, buddy. No interact, no anything. Go stand in line at the bank. And they can't even get the money.
They honestly
they use computers.
That hard.
Wait another 4 months.
Get a nice big fat empty mattress.
Get a nice big fat empty mattress. They wanted me to call again. Who wants you to call again?
They want Spectre to call again.
Do you have something to say, Spectre?
If you have something to say, Spectre, you can call. If not, we're going to hang up on you. Because we do that a lot.
I want Stain to call.
Yeah,
believe
call
me.
Stain, call. We want Stain to call. Where's Stain from? What was he saying?
New Zealand.
Okay.
If you can call
Wow,
Stain.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
If Stain could call.
If you're a cool guy, he'll call us.
Yeah. Can I call and say Stain call?
Dead air, dead air.
Dead air, dead air.
Don't worry, I'm typing and these people have nothing to say.
www.rantradio.com.
Where are the odds of you people actually being quiet enough for me to sleep now?
Nope.
Zero.
Not
a chance we're going to be quiet enough for you to sleep.
Okay, I'll
go put in your plugs. It's a bedtime.
Have a good night.
Bedtime for you? It's only 15 minutes. You going to fall asleep? Going to fall asleep before that?
See you next week. There's Stain.
Bye-bye, Stain, I guess.
Hey, Sub, if we played Collective Soul here, we'd have to put on our trendy blue shirts, too. So fuck off. We're not playing Collective Soul.
They have Collective Soul to play anyway. Yeah.
Collective Soul sucks ass. Well, it doesn't suck ass that badly, but
I'm
right now I'm saying it's
all in the eyes.
Bye, Stain.
Bye, Stain.
Hey, well, how about we say something?
Stain's birthday.
Happy birthday, Stain.
You.
I'm so sad that you got old so quickly. In one day. Who's?
Oh my God.
Later.
That's funny. Hey, Sub. Fuck you more.
Fuck you more, Sub.
Hey, how about shut up everywhere?
Shut up everywhere.
Shut up everywhere.
So,
fuck
next
you,
week,
ha-ha.
Next week, we're going to have our original co-host back.
The original.
And the big promotion,
original,
too. That's all.
The
that's
moral
all.
Support, man. And DJ.
Somebody's been reading the webpage intently. Moral support and DJ. It's Drexel!
Drexel!
Back
mighty,
buff
the
from the
Drexel.
Army. And
Narnia's still here.
He'll be telling us endlessly for weeks on end stories.
Shut
about
up
the army.
Everywhere!
Shut up everywhere!
And he'll be showing us how fat he is because he doesn't do anything. Because it's the Canadian military, where they pay you more to go to Club Med.
Psycho is out of here.
Bye, Psycho.
Bye, Psycho.
Bye, Psycho. Because this is boring, them talking about nothing.
I will have a special disgusting hospital, gross hospital story next week.
Yeah, special one.
Special one.
Oh boy.
He's been saving this one up for years. Yes. He's got bile in the back of his throat. It's so special.
Like an anniversary date attached to this one?
No. This one, I am going to try to dig out something because I may actually have a picture of this one.
Oh boy.
So we can. Wow. I will try and dig it out. If not, we will still hear the story. If I can find the picture, we will put it up on the webpage.
Oh wow.
They talk about nothing and laugh at themselves. Guess what? We can do it because we're on radio.
Somebody's phoning.
Somebody's phoning.
See if they have something
actually,
to say.
I think it's much better to laugh at homeless people. Like, now the police are like, Sub.
Hi, well, you're on Rant Radio. Who
whatever.
Is this?
Who gives a shit?
It's somebody who doesn't want to talk to us. Hello?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va?
Ça va bien? Somebody's pranking us. Oh
Sub.
My God, I'm embarrassed. From New Zealand.
That's okay. Just leave it online. Oh.
Wait. We've got something special. They won't do it for long distance. It's Star 6 time.
Sure it will.
Oh, they're like still online. They're just not saying anything.
That is
the
not me.
The subscriber you are trying to reach does not accept calls on this number.
Damn it.
Thank you and goodbye.
Suck ass.
Suck ass.
The subscriber you are...
Oh, shut up.
The subscriber you are counting. 69 don't work.
Long distance. No. So who is it? Who did it?
Laugh so loud.
That's probably Sub. This is not me.
No, it says it was not him.
Oh, well.
Ha, ha, ha. Boy, you're so fucking funny. You're laughing at yourself. And you're so funny, you're typing it.
Don't do it.
Hi, I caught you. Who is this? Aha.
Woohoo.
That's...
Boy, you're so
really
fucking
funny.
Cool.
I bet I caught them before they hung up.
Probably.
And I charged them the first 25 cents.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Wow.
I don't know who it is. Kick who off?
We'll just kick everybody.
Kicking people
at random.
I couldn't believe how much cooler it was.
It was really cool.
Wow,
that was awesome.
I want to be like that when I grow up.
And the third time would be even better.
It's got to be somebody who's good at one-handed typing. It's kind of shameful to know that some of our listeners are 14.
Has to be somebody who's really good at one-handed typing. Because they didn't hear you probably. Well, we're going to wind the show down because we've run out of things to say. And that's when we end the show.
Yeah.
Well, we run out of things to say.
Pretty much. That's why we're on at Sunday nights, because we have all week to think about it.
Yep. From 9 till whenever. And if we're forced... Okay, we're going to play some music. Somebody request some music,
yay,
and we'll play it. We usually play hard music, industrial, electronica-type music. So if you request one of those, we'll probably have it.
How about...
Corn.
You,
we're
going to
do one Corn.
Have you heard that CD I made?
Which one?
Adam Starr.
No, I haven't.
Somebody said, what would it cost me to call from New Zealand, you reckon?
Oh, 10 cents a minute?
Lots.
And lots of money.
And we reckon lots.
If you do it for a minute, probably at most, maybe a dollar.
Yeah.
At most a dollar. I wouldn't expect it to be more than a dollar.
Ace of Base.
If you do it from somebody else's phone,
might not cost you anything.
But they also might reverse the charges to us, so boo. Ace of Base? No,
nope.
That sucks ass.
Rob Zombie? Okay.
Okay, maybe Rob Zombie, because we have Rob Zombie, and we have...
We have White Zombie, I'm sorry.
We have Rob Which, Zombie, too, don't we?
No, we don't. It's under what? Industrial Hard Electronica?
Probably. Zombie.
Nope. There's White Zombie again. It's not under Metal, Heavy, Extra Heavy. It's not under Industrial Hard Electronica either. Electronic Rock. No. Okay.
I want to hear Two Bell Tolls off the Blackest album.
Okay.
Not again.
Well, they out there haven't heard it. The Blackest album is probably under Soundtracks and Compilations. No, it's not. Where is all this crap? Is it? Zombie?
Zombie, there you go.
Okay, Zombie. Which one? Dragula, Super Beast, Living Dead
Dragula.
Girl?
Living Dead Girl.
Why do we have such a scant collection of them?
Because I had limited hard drive space.
Those are the best tracks. I want the whole album.
Those are the best tracks. We gotta make a...
Play. Okay, Dead Puppies in Reverse. Well, we can't do that right now. Chemical Brothers?
Play Bad Blood.
What's Bad Blood? By Ministry. Okay, let's find some Ministry.
Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Yeah, Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
There's some Ministry. Ministry box set. Which
just
one?
Just one.
Just one fix?
No.
No? Which one?
Bad Blood.
Bad Blood, that's off the soundtrack for...
Matrix. Soundtrack for Matrix? Oh, okay, we do have that.
Soundtracks.
We do have the soundtracks for Matrix.
How long does it take to find a song? How many DJs does it take to find a song?
Okay, and it's
wow, look
like
at that chunk
out.
Woohoo!
Oh my God.
Which one?
Bad
Blood. Okay, we got that queued up. We're going to start playing songs, because...
We can.
We're out of here.
We're out of here. This is bye-bye from all of us. This is bye-bye from Sumerian.
Bye-bye from Dad.
The chicken saying see you later.
Bob from Peru saying, yeah, baby!
That's projectile vomit, man.
Night-night and suck my Johnson.
That's Enki going to bed.
Enki.
And here is
Bye.
Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl, on Rant Radio.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable...